magic world, female filled guilds. Absolutely thrilled to be back. Veal Cast, episode 6, May 7th, 2006.
Oh my god, that was so late.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Kellen.
I'm Meg.
I'm Denise.
Haley.
No, yeah, see, everyone's kind of gone today, so.
We have a full house, not.
Full house minus about four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People.
Wow.
So, it's just,
just us
two amigos.
Amigas.
Oh, sorry, amigos.
Oh, what Spanish are you in?
Three.
Okay.
Dos amigas. Okay.
You said it again.
I
okay,
said
let's
amigos.
Go on.
I no, said you didn't. Amigos.
Okay, let's go on. This episode's about Snape. Woo.
Yes, if you didn't know, which means you live under a rock. It's about Snape, because we mentioned it like five times. And it's just Kellen and I, so we're going to try to make it as funny as possible. Because everyone else is lame, and they had to study more for APs. But that's okay. And then Denise's parents, I don't know, stole her phone.
Some little trauma thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And decided to do something. I don't know. So she's not here.
They abducted her.
Yeah, basically. So I'm going to do the news. Yay, I'm going to do news. Yay, John laughed out loud.
See, I didn't give myself a hernia.
Okay, so the news for the past week or so is Jim McManus will be playing Aberforth Dumbledore, Dumbledore's brother, in Order of the Phoenix, which could be important because I don't recall him being mentioned that much in the book except for his supposed bartender job in Hogshead, so that's interesting. Also, Tony Maudsley is confirmed as Grop, Hagrid's half-brother, who is half-giant. But it is not specified if he's literally or physically Grop or just the voice, because it is rumored that he could be animated. Oh yeah, Goblet of Fire was named the fifth best resurrection movie out of the eight of all time. For Voldemort's resurrection, that part.
Yeah.
Resurrection. Yeah.
There's been many interviews lately with many actors, including Jason Isaacs, who plays Lucius Malfoy, Chris Rankin, who's Percy, Rupert Grint, who is, of course, Ron, James and Oliver Phelps, who are friend George Weasley, and there were many interviews and things going on with J.K. Rowling. I love you, Haley. And for more information on any of these things, check out MuggleNet's main page. Announcements for us, Velocast, is... For emails in the subject line, could you guys please put either comments, questions, suggestions, one of our names, if it's specifically to one of us, or if it has to do with a segment, like if you want to suggest like a riddle for Rhodo's Riddle, or a joke, or tragic magic or something, put that, so then we can like organize them, because we get a lot, so yeah.
Oh, we have a MySpace now.
What? Oh, yeah. Come on! Don't give it to the...
No, because someone, I forget who, but one of our listeners emailed and mentioned or suggested we should get a MySpace because then people would find us more, which...
That's true.
So, but it's not very decorative. It's kind of just plain because I don't know how to do it, so...
I don't know either.
So, but I think one of our friends knows, maybe
someone
Megan.
Someone must be technologically inclined.
Yeah, so after it's, you can just search for us, Velocast, obviously, and then add yourself as a friend.
Wee.
And also, don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, okay, guys?
Yeah.
Because...
Which she said.
So we can get on the top 10 list, because there's enough of you listeners to get us on there, but you're not voting. Except for, like, 7 of you.
That's okay. It's okay. At least your vote... Never mind.
At least, like, 1/20.
I was going to say, at least you're voting, but I guess, as you said, there's only 7.
Yeah. Including me. I voted.
You voted.
Yes.
You voted. So that's technically only 6 people.
Shut up.
Dork.
Okay. So don't forget to do that. And then... Oh, yeah. And I recently bought the books.
Oh, I forgot to bring that.
I bought them. The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them and Quidditch Through the Ages.
Yeah, that's the one I had.
Yes. And I haven't had time to read it yet, but I suggest you get it because... I've looked through it and it looks funny because
they don't have Velas in the magical thingy.
Creature thing?
Yeah, they don't have Velas. They have
centaurs, but not...
They have, like, all, a lot of them.
How They've, dare
I checked
they?
Already. I was like,
we're not in there.
You're going to give me a heart attack.
Anywho, I suggest you get those because it looks pretty good, and I haven't read them yet, but yes. So that is all the news slash announcements for this week, 3 weeks. What's next? Oh, sluggish memory time! Okay, sluggish memory is a new segment that is where you guys can email Early Pallers, and it's like where you guys can rebuttal to something we said if you don't agree, or put your input. Is that how you would say that?
Like, give your input.
Yeah, give.
Nice.
Put your input. Give your input to us. And we have a couple howlers to go along with that, and I'm going to play them right now. And this first one is from Ashley.
Hi, ViewerCast. This is Ashley from Massachusetts. I just have a howler pertaining to episode 4, the discussion on who's more important to Harry in final battle, Ron or Hermione. You ended up saying that Hermione would be the better candidate because she has more brains, but I believe that Ron has some brain skills that he doesn't show much, but he has. For example, the chess match in book 1, I think that showed a lot of potential for Ron, and I think she will be as equally important to Harry as Hermione. And I think that shows that he's not only loyal, but he does have some knowledge. I love the show. Bye.
Thank you, Ashley, for your input.
Yeah.
I do kind of agree, because chess is a hard game.
I don't know how to play.
Especially Wizard's Chess.
Yeah, Wizard's Chess is, like, brutal.
Funny.
Okay, this next one is from Callie.
Hi, guys. Girls. This is Callie from Kansas, and I just wanted to say that in episode 5, when you guys were talking about whether you guys thought if Dumbledore was evil, I just wanted to say that I think that maybe Dumbledore kind of, when you guys were saying that maybe with the triumph in his eyes thing, I think that maybe Dumbledore kind of wants Voldemort to build up some power, so Harry has a little bit, I don't know, more to defeat. I don't know why, but that's just kind of how I feel. So I just want to say that. Bye.
That's a good point, too. Because then it would be more
of a challenge for Harry.
Yeah, and then once he succeeded, because he's going to, then it would be all the more glorious, you know?
Or unless he sacrifices himself.
Shush. Okay, moving on. This one is from a very special person.
Hi, ViewerCasters. This is JP, Danielle's brother. I just wanted to say how you guys are doing such a great job with everything, and that I'm proud of you. Also, I'd like to mention something from your last show about Dumbledore, where you said that Dumbledore was burnt, and I thought that perhaps, maybe, Dumbledore was burned because that's similar to how his Patronus is a phoenix, and phoenixes come back to life after they burn up. So perhaps Dumbledore, after being burned, unlike any other wizard in the wizarding day, gets burned, he'll come back to life anew, stronger, and perhaps be able to help Harry Potter defeat Voldemort. You let me know, because you guys know best. This is JP, Danielle's brother, signing out. Bye-bye.
Sounds like a newscast.
Yeah, I know. Oh, just to let you guys know, he was doing a weird voice on purpose, so my brother's not, like, a freak. Just to let you know. But, I really love what he brought up about
Phoenix Patronus.
Phoenixes have to burn up before they die, and Dumbledore's burned. Although we don't know if they do that to every wizard. Because we were talking about, remember their traditions, what they do if they just bury them, like us. Which they might, because, you know...
I think they probably just did it to Dumbledore's respect and stuff.
Yeah. So I like what he said. And he also mentioned to me later that he wouldn't... Dumbledore wouldn't have to necessarily come back to help Harry, but come back maybe even, like, after Harry defeats Voldemort, just because that would make it the more...
Celebration.
Yeah. So, I really like that. And those are our Howlers. Sluggish memory things.
Slash. Okay.
Okay. Now it's time to move on to our main discussion, which is on Snape.
Snape, the potions master.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Puppet Harry Potter Puppet Pals?
Whoa.
You've never seen them? They are the awesome. What's a
Puppet Pal?
No, it's awesome. Oh, you should see
What's
it.
What's a Puppet Pal?
It's a Flash animation that's on the internet. It has Harry Potter and Snape. It's really funny. You have to see it.
Do you know what site is? You can tell them?
I think it's on Game Winners. You could check for that, but I'm not sure.
We'll let you know later.
Once
maybe. Unless we forget.
I changed my computer, so... I had it bookmarked, but now I changed my computer, so...
Oh.
I can't find it.
Okay, so, basic info on Severus Snape.
Alright.
Okay, she's gonna look for that what a puppet pal thingy-ma-bob. Well, I say the basic info on Snape. Okay, he was born January 9th, 1959. He is a half-blood, Kellen. As we all should know, with this one, Firefox. Sorry, she's inept. Okay, he has a witch mother named Eileen Prince and muggle father Tobias Snape, who appears to have been abusive in his childhood years. He's described as having greasy black hair, a hooked nose, and sallow skin, black eyes that are cold and empty and make you think of dark tunnels, and uneven yellowish teeth. His most current residence is a brick row house on Spinner's End in what appears to be a rundown area of an industrial city in northern England. He was the head of Slytherin House and was Potions Master, and Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, until Half-Blood Prince when he fled after, quote, killing, unquote, Dumbledore. And as for relationships, J.K.R. tells us that Snape has been loved by someone.
Woohoo.
but does not say if it was one of his parents or someone his own age.
Sorry.
Not really. I lost my spot. In an interview with The Connection in 1999, she was asked about it. And I actually got
And I found it just so.
Oh. Okay, wait, go ahead. Tell them what it is. How did you find it?
I just typed in Harry Potter Puppet Pals. It's like
Google?
On everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just do that in Google and you'll find whatever.
It's like everywhere. It's really well known.
Oh, it's like a little video.
Yeah.
Type thing. Okay, I'll watch it later. Okay, anyway, I found the part when, instead of just reading you her quote, I thought I would play it.
Ooh, that's awesome.
I'm high tech. Okay, here is J.K.R. talking to some interview person from The Connection, and this is from 1999, which is a long time ago. So, here we go.
What about Snape?
Okay, Snape is the a very sadistic teacher, loosely based on a teacher I myself had, I have to say. I think children are very aware, and we're kidding ourselves if we don't think that they are, that teachers do sometimes abuse their power, and this particular teacher does abuse his power. He's not a particularly pleasant person at all. However, everyone should keep their eye on Snape, I'll just say that, because there's more to him than meets the eye, and you will find out part of what I'm talking about if you read book four. And no, I'm not trying to drum up more sales. Go to the library and get it out. I'd rather people read it.
One of our internet correspondents wondered if Snape is going to fall in love.
Yeah. Who on earth would want Snape in love with them? That is a very horrible idea.
But he's got an important kind of redemptive
pattern for Snape. There's so much I wish I could say to you, and I can't because it ruins... I promise you, whoever asked that question, can I just say to you that I'm slightly stunned that you've said that. And you'll find out why I'm so stunned if you read book 7. And that's all I'm going to say.
Mm. This is encouraging.
Dun, dun, dun! Oh, drama! So, that is my genius clip that I found. J.K. Rowling talking about Snape and love thing. So, there you go.
I still say that Lily thing might be, even though it's a bunch of fan fiction and my mind is washed out because of all fan fiction, I still think that could be, she was the only person who treated him nicely. Besides all
Lily?
Them. Yeah.
Well, I still think she would have, like, done that to anyone James was, like, being mean to. So.
She would have stuck up. Yeah, I don't know. That kind of, yeah.
Oh, also, sorry, part of the, basic information is name meanings. I'm going to read this really quick. Severus, or sever, means to cut. Snape appears to have cut off his ties with the Dark Lord through the first 5 books, and then with Dumbledore and the Order in Half-Blood Prince, sorry.
And also his spell that he made up. Sectum Sempra?
What about it?
Sever, you know, cuts.
Oh. That's weird. I never thought about that. Severe means cruel, strict. 2 characteristics that accurately describe the potions professor. Or was potions professor. sounds very similar to the Latin word service, meaning servant. Is he still a servant of Voldemort's? Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know.
The name Severus is also mentioned in Mansfield Park by Jane Austen, a favorite book of J.K. Rowling's. Mm. Additionally, a Saint Severus of Egypt was martyred along with a Saint Peter and Saint Lucius for publicly proclaiming the faith. Hello, Severus, Peter, Lucius. Quite a coincidence there.
Whoa.
Yes. Oh, and also JKR said that Snape is an English village. So that could have also been worse.
Evil English village.
That's pretty sad. If, like, you live in, like, Snape.
I live in Snapesville, yay!
That'd be weird if there's a Spinner's End there, too.
What? That's part of the Harry Potter film. You'll get it later.
Okay. So first we're going to start off with, like, the biggest thing...
Biggest issue surrounding his name and stuff.
Dumbledore. I mean, is Snape good or bad?
Good or evil?
Good angel or evil devil?
All right, I think
you're... I'm trying to be...
Calm down, calm down.
Okay. I personally am on the fence because I cannot... There's evidence to both sides.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of leaning towards he is still loyal to Dumbledore. I don't know why. Even though I am also on the fence, I'm kind of falling off towards that side that he's good.
Yeah, because I kind of want to believe that, but at the same time I don't because he's so mean. I just want him to die.
I think he's a pretty cool character. Just because I like the spell that he made up, Sectum Sempra. I love that spell.
You weirdo.
What? I'm not weird. Okay. That's
people.
Well, she described it so nicely in the book. Okay, whatever.
Whoa, morbid. Okay.
I'm not morbid, anyway. I swear.
But for the discussion, I'm going to take on that he's still with Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. And I am taking the side that he is loyal to Voldemort, just because he's evil like that.
So I'm the good side and she's the bad.
Okay, you know what?
What, Kellen? What?
I don't know. Okay, let's just go on with this, you know?
Okay. Okay, why don't you go first?
Well, I mean, how could he be loyal to Dumbledore when he killed him, when Draco wasn't able to? I mean, some people say that it's because of the unbreakable vow that he might have made.
Yeah.
He could have done this and that, but he still killed Dumbledore. I mean, I don't know.
Which also is like, remember with Bellatrix said you have to mean it, you actually want to.
Yeah, you need like that extreme...
Not even hate, like, you just
want to kill the person. How could he have...
That if he wasn't supposed to?
Yeah, there must have been something in him that wanted to partly kill him.
But if he did make that unbreakable vow thing Snape didn't have a choice but to kill Dumbledore, so maybe he just did it out of necessity, because otherwise he would die. So he was like, okay, it's either me or Dumbledore, and Dumbledore wants me to do this. So I think he
still could. Where'd he get that emotion?
Just out of, like, not so that he wouldn't die in fulfilling Dumbledore's, like, last wish, I guess. If that's the case. I mean, we don't really know. This is so... It's so, like... vague. We don't even know if he has an Umbrella Vault with Dumbledore.
Yeah, it's all based on assumption, and it's ambiguous, so...
Yeah. Ooh, big word. Ambiguous. Sorry. Can you use that on the SAT? Which we took yesterday, by the way.
Ugh. I can't think right now.
Yeah.
I still can't.
Kellen and I took the SAT. Dun, dun, dun. Yesterday.
It was really repetitive and... Oh, we're getting off topic, but...
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And...
Just tedious.
Yeah. And then, what made me really mad is I did, like, a practice test the day before,
mm-hmm.
and the essay that I wrote was better than the one I actually wrote during the test, and I was like, this sucks, and I timed myself and everything.
Mm.
So I was like, I wish I could have turned in the other one that, like, I did
mm-hmm.
practicing. So that made me really mad.
Yeah. It's kind of a waste of time, I thought.
Yeah. I don't see how that's, like, determining your... That's, like, determines, like, your next 4 years of your life.
You're going to college, take this test. Even though it was the same math section and English
yeah.
section 5 times.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on.
But good luck to any of you who still have to take it in the future. And
mm-hmm.
I'm taking it again in
They
in
might
a month.
Even make it harder, just because, like, you know how they keep making the SATs more harder?
Harder?
Yes, more harder. Don't you like my grammar?
Yeah, you should practice.
Don't you like my bestest grammar? Yes, I said bestest. I did. Well,
grammar.
I said that on purpose. Sounds like asbestos.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, we're going on. He was previously, Snape was previously a Death Eater, and some believe he still is. And, he, you know, the mark and...
The only thing with that is, like... I don't know, like, remember how he showed the minister his mark to
mm-hmm.
prove that, you know...
It was... He
that,
came back.
Yeah. At the end of book 4, like, that, I don't know, just, like, the way she described his face and, like, and what he said, it was just, like, hard to believe at that moment that he was evil. Because why would you show the Minister of Magic, like, to prove that Voldemort, oh, never mind, I'm contradicting myself, because, well, okay, I'm kind of, I just got this thought in my mind that contradicts what I'm saying, but
mm-hmm.
it's like Snape could have been doing that out of, like, he's proud that Voldemort's, like, finally back or something. But
yeah.
his face was, like, angry.
Maybe he was just trying to prove that he was good by showing he wasn't afraid to show it.
Oh, yeah, because...
See, now we're just taking both sides.
No, but it's good, because you get all thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Let's just be in the middle and say both thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, remember Dumbledore vouched for Snape and his loyalty in the Wizengamot thing? Wizengamot, whatever. That ties with, like, the thing that, you know, like, how did Snape convince Dumbledore to trust him?
Because, like, the Wizengamot's, like, their highest, it's like our Supreme Court in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
It's like the highest, whatever, because, like, the Minister of Magic is in it. That would be, like, the President of the United States or the Minister of, like, England, whatever, like, being at, like a court thing. That's, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that...
Dumbledore has good intuition, so he would trust Snape for a reason.
Yeah. I don't think he would be... I mean... I don't think he'd be dumb enough to, like, be able to be tricked by Snape. No offense to Snape, but... Because he's, like, the smartest wizard of, like, all time, and then Snape's
to get
just,
tricked,
like,
by Snape so easily.
Yeah. But for Snape's worst fear thing, it possibly could be... Yeah, but the worst fear thing, it possibly could be that bad memory, or his... Humiliating episode when James Potter hung him upside down so his
graying underwear showed.
Oh, that's so funny.
Or it could be what Dumbledore thinks it is, which is when Snape realized that Voldemort decided to go after the Potters because of the prophecy that he told them. Mm. Which, I don't know if that would be someone's first fear or memory.
Well, you never know.
Well, he just, like, hated them so much. Why would he be so angry if, like, someone was going to kill him? I don't know. It's hard for me to believe.
Maybe he never wanted them to die. Maybe he just didn't want...
Kind of, like...
Just, like, ill will, but not death.
Just like how, like, Harry would never kill Draco.
Yeah, he just doesn't like him. He just dislikes him with a passion. Yes. But he doesn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
With a passion.
He doesn't want to kill him with a passion. Okay. So that's another point. Mm-hmm. How about... Snape was visible in Barty Crouch Jr.'s faux glass. Do you remember that?
I have no idea.
Okay, at the end of book four, they didn't show they showed the faux glass in the movie, but not when Dumbledore burst in to save Harry. And he was about to kill him. Remember, you can see your foes in the mirror if... Or something. I don't really get the faux glass. It's like... If you can see your enemies, then they're actually behind you. Or they're, like, right there. And so Snape was visible in Barty Crouch's faux glass, which is, like, along with McGonagall and Dumbledore. So they were also visible.
So they're not his enemies.
No, so they are... No, they're Barty Crouch Jr.'s enemies.
Oh. Oh, that's... Oh, yeah, I see.
Get it? Wait, I'm looking for my book so I can read that. But I think that's a good point. I actually forgot about that. Hmm. What do you think about that? Well, couldn't it also just be because he... No, that doesn't make sense. It would have to be because Snape... It couldn't just be Snape didn't like Barty Crouch Jr. Because he's the one who was responsible for bringing Voldemort back. So if Snape really was... on Voldemort's side, he would be like, oh, you're such a good Death Eater. And, like, because, like, the glass shows, like, how you really are on the inside. It's not, like, it can't be tricked like that. Because, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She's, like, yawning. She's like, yeah, whatever, I'm Daniel. Tired. That's a really good point. Ooh, I'm a genius.
Not really.
I beg to differ. No. Yeah, and Snape always, like, when he refers to Voldemort, he's always respectful and calls him Dark Lord instead of just Voldemort.
Yeah, that's no idea.
Is it respect out of...
Oh, wait, that's part of our, you stole that. That's part of our...
Did?
Okay, here, I'll read it now. I was going to read it later with the other emails, but this is from Serena. And she asked the same questions. She said, hello again, it's Serena. I had an idea about Snape, since he is your next subject for your podcast. He always calls Lord Voldemort the Dark Lord, and never by you-know-who or he who must not be named. Why do you think that is? Is it because he is a good or bad wizard? Or is he a double agent? Just a thought, Serena. Hmm. I thought that was a really good question.
It is a good question. I think he calls him Dark Lord out of respect. Not that he necessarily is, like, serving him, but just because Voldemort, even though he is bad, he's also a really good wizard. As in, like, good as in skilled.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe he's not afraid of him either. Snape isn't afraid of Voldemort. I don't think he is. Like, the people who are all afraid to speak of him, like, oh, I can't say his name and this and that, so let's say he who must not be named. But I don't think Snape is cowardly in that sense to say... Oh, I serve he who must not be named.
Yeah.
He would just say, I serve the Dark Lord.
Yeah, he could be, like, proud of that, like, he's my lord or whatever. But also, if he was, like, good and he didn't serve him anymore, why would he say Dark Lord? You think maybe out of habit, or because...
I still think just for respect.
Why would you... If you're against someone, why would you show them respect? I mean, you could be, like, all noble and, like, oh, I need to show you respect because that's, like, what a good wizard.
It's an honorable thing to do, to just source, just respect. You don't have to like him.
Well, he could
just
say
respect.
His name, just like Dumbledore.
That's true.
So there's another, that's kind of like an, it can go.
We won't know.
Yeah. Okay, I found it in the book about Moody, the part where the faux glass. It is page 679 of Goblet of Fire in the American version, and it's the chapter called Veritaserum. Blah, 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 blah. Moody raised his wand. He opened his mouth. Harry plunged his hand into his robes. He's about to attack, by the way. Stupefy! There was a blinding flash of red light, and with a great splintering and crashing, the door of Moody's office was blasted apart. Moody was thrown backward onto the office floor. Harry, still staring at the place where Moody's face had been, saw Albus Dumbledore, Professor Snape, and Professor McGonagall looking back at him out of the faux glass. He looked around and saw the three of them standing in the doorway, Dumbledore in front, his wand outstretched. Dun, dun, dun.
That was a really small part, like, short part, but that was kind of important.
Yeah, how he could, I don't know, I just don't think that can be explained how, it's kind of like the Mirror of Error said, like, you can't trick it into showing you your other heart, like, your fake heart's desire. Like, the faux glass shows, like, your enemies if they're there, so I don't think it could be, like...
How did Harry see the foes in his in the glass? Or
No. It's showing Moody's.
Moody's, but or Crouch. Wouldn't you need to have Barty Crouch in front of the mirror for the mirror to reflect his enemies? If Harry's standing in front of it, how does he get...
I know what you're saying, but I don't think it works like the Mirror of Erised does. I think it's whoever, like, owns it.
It shows only theirs?
Yeah, it's not... I don't think it's like the Mirror of Erised where it shows anybody who looks into it. Because Moody wasn't even looking into it at that moment. Because I'm sure you could have seen them before Moody fell down and then Harry sobbed just because Moody was out of the way. You know, I think they would have been there before, too. Okay. So, there you go. That's such a good point. Woo! Dumbledore's... I mean, Dumbledore. Snape's evil!
Evil.
That was so weird.
I used to do that all the time. Okay. Right. Let's do some more stuff.
Dumbledore never expressed any distrust of Snape. Except when Hagrid, in the last book, overheard Dumbledore and Snape fighting about something, and then he wasn't supposed to hear the fight, but he accidentally overheard, and then he accidentally let it slip to Harry, as he always does. So do you think we're going to see what that whole fight was about? Or do you think Harry's going to find out? Because it could be something about the, like, supposed unbreakable vow, or anything, or Snape was like, I don't want to do this anymore, you know, it could be really important. So someone asked if Harry might see it in, like, the Pensieve, or a Pensieve or something.
I think he probably would. It sounds like it's very important, so it has to be brought up, and I think he's going to see it again sometime.
Maybe not through a Pensieve. Maybe Hagrid, he'll just, like, convince him to tell him.
Just like he does all the other times.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's also important. Because that could show a little, maybe, distrust if they're arguing about something. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it would most likely be about if there was an unbreakable vow. That's what I think that would be about.
Where Snape's like, I can't do this, I don't want to kill you, and stuff. So it could have been, like, Dumbledore's like, no, you have to. And that could be why he was like, please, Severus, please. Because they had been arguing. I'm a genius. Because they were arguing.
Genius, Danielle.
Yeah, that's my new title. No, genius head Vila, Danielle.
Okay, now you're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay. So that could be why he was saying, like, please, Severus, please, at the end. Because then... they had already been arguing about it before.
That makes sense.
Of how Snape didn't want to, but he was like, please. Woo! Snape's good.
I keep switching back.
Snape's evil. Good. He's Snape evil. He's good. He's good. Oh, evil. Man.
There's so much good. Evidence to both. It's going to be interesting to find out.
Maybe he's going to be evilly good.
Evilly good?
He's going to do both. He's going to do both.
Both. Or both, as my friend Kristen says. Hi, Kristen. Even though she doesn't listen to this, but hi.
Kasui?
Yeah. she says both.
I'm going to go laugh at her tomorrow.
No,
school.
Ask her to say like a sentence with both in it.
Do you like both ice cream and pizza? I like both. No, like, get
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Let's go. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, anyway.
That's a bit weird. Snape is a very good occlumen. Or
occlumens.
I say occlumen.
It's plural. It has an S at the end. Occlumens. A superb occlumens.
Occlumens.
Could have hidden his loyalty to Voldemort from Dumbledore. Yeah, but that could go either way.
Yeah, he could either be hiding his loyalty to Dumbledore from Voldemort, or his loyalty from Voldemort to Dumbledore.
From Dumbledore. From. You guys know what
yeah.
we mean.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is weird, because I think Dumbledore, and especially Voldemort, are very good legitimates.
Yeah, they're we know
Voldemort is because he can tell when anyone's lying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when we've seen Voldemort use it a lot, but I don't know about Dumbledore. We haven't really seen it, but I'm sure he can.
But he's got crazy intuition, so that's almost like it. So.
Yeah, he probably, because he always knows what people are, like, thinking.
Like with Riddle, Tom Riddle,
and
Killian.
And, like, Harry mentioned points in the book where it was, like, Dumbledore asked him something, and he knew he was, like, about to say that or something.
Or, like, the time when they have the invisible cloak, and he always seems to know that they're there.
Yeah, when he went to the Mirror of Erised, and, like, Dumbledore was, like, back again, Harry.
Either he's got good intuition, or he could actually see them, which I don't
that
think
That has
is
nothing
possible.
To do with legilimens, but,
Well, you know what?
Yes, that is part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Snape is always, like, fascinated with the dark arts and stuff.
Yeah.
Half-Blood Prince, you know?
That is a little strange. But then...
Always wants the dark defense against the dark arts position. Never gets it. Why does Dumbledore never give it to him?
I think that is because that would bring his old Death Eater ways back
again. Would that tempt him to go back to the evil?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he would... I think
but if Dumbledore trusted him, why would he worry about that?
I think it's two things. That's true. Maybe... Well, because there's always a little bit of doubt, maybe. You know, it's not necessarily that you're... Like, just, like, in the back of your head, like, not really consciously
like you're
thinking.
Of it, but you don't want to...
You know what I mean? Like, you're not
consciously
thinking about it, but
you know
it's there. Like, the doubt or the little fear.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the other reason Dumbledore wouldn't have given Snape the position is because he knows that it's cursed.
Oh, like, remember? No teacher stays for longer than
a
year. So Snape would go away for a year. Didn't they... Oh, wait, no, I think that was fan fiction, but didn't they say Snape might get the Defense Against the Dark Arts position?
Again?
What do you mean again?
He's already had it.
No, I mean, well, yeah, yes, again, but, like...
Somewhere else?
In the seventh book.
He would come back to the school after killing Dumbledore.
Yes,
like,
he would. You know what?
Like, hey, I want to teach again. Is that okay? I just killed the headmaster, but...
Okay, yeah, that's fan fiction. Oh, God, I gotta stop reading that.
You definitely have to.
Totally forgot. Ugh.
After Voldemort's rebirth in the fourth book, Dumbledore gave Snape some sort of, like, grim assignment. Do you remember that? It was just kind of mentioned with the whole Order of the Phoenix in book 5. He had, like, this... Remember, he was always taunting Sirius, like, oh, I have, like, a secret... Callan is telling him what you're doing.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
She's going like this. She has to point her finger And she's tapping her head really, like, constantly trying to remember, like, it's gonna bring back.
You know, hitting my head sometimes, yes, does bring back things.
Oh my god, that was hilarious. I'm, like, talking bruises. And she's, like, tapping away at her forehead.
Well, I can't remember anything. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I read it at, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, that could be, like...
I read it through the night, so I guess I wasn't really conscious when I was reading.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I finished. What happened?
That's pretty much what happened.
But remember, Snape was taunting Sirius with, like, oh, I have an important job. It's, like, secret. I can't tell you and stuff, and you're doing here nothing in the house. So I wonder why would Dumbledore give someone that he's, like, worried about something, like, so important or secret? Like, do you think, oh, we already
what
know.
Unbreakable vow? What if that was the good assignment he was talking about?
Being a spy. Duh, it's already answered. Well, woo!
Well, that's not definitely the answer.
Well, it could be the fact that Snape's, like, obviously, throughout book 6, he's, like, the spy because he's always defending Malfoy. And even in book 5, he's a spy-type person because he pretends to be in Umbridge's side all the time with the Slytherin in... What are they called? Inquisitorial Squad. That stuff. And then he became the... He always took points away from them when McGonagall was gone. Mm-hmm. Which is another thing of, like, how he could be evil. Like, he wasn't really... He didn't show any worry for McGonagall when she got attacked by Umbridge's, like, people and all the ministry people. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keep going.
Couldn't help but doing that, could you?
No.
Okay. Over and over, until Half-Blood Prince, of course, Harry's suspicions of Snape proved to be unfounded or wrong. What Snape says is often at odds with what he does. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, he's always so mean and, like, evil, like, but cruel. Mm-hmm. But then...
He does unsuspecting good things.
Yeah, like, oh, he'll, like, save Harry, or when Umbridge is trying to get information out of Harry, he made fake Veritas Serum, When Umbridge, at the end, had them all locked in her office with the Inquisitorial Squad, he told Snape, like, they've got Padfoot, whatever, and then he got the order to go to the Ministry of Magic, which could have been, like, he's good, because he told, he was the only one, if he didn't tell the order to go to the Ministry of Magic in the Department of Mysteries, Harry and them would be dead. They'd lose.
Woohoo!
No. Voldemort would have the prophecy. It would have been...
catastrophic.
Yeah. So that's a really good thing of why he's good, because that just...
pretty much thwarted Voldemort.
Yeah. But also, the thing I wanted to mention is, Jo, which Kellen didn't know, is short for, like, Joanne, J.K. Rowling.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know everything. Well, I don't even know basic things either.
Okay, she keeps playing it up, like, as though he's always, like, the scapegoat. Like, Snape. Like, he's the person who does something bad, and then when it turns out that he doesn't, and then it's like Clue, like, the game, or a mystery, like Scooby-Doo. I don't know if you remember this, but I love Scooby-Doo, and in the episodes where they're, like, younger, Freddy always thinks that it's this one boy named Red Herring, and it's never him, and then once it turns out to be him, it's like, what? And people don't actually believe it. So it's kind of like Snape and Harry, like, Harry's always like, oh, it's Snape, but then it turns out not to be, but then this time it kind of is, because he kills Dumbledore. So, and then people can't believe it, and, like, you're sitting there wondering if it's really true, like, him killing Dumbledore.
Or was it some other agreement?
Yeah, like, for the mere fact of killing him, or was it something, agreement he made with Dumbledore in the past? And that's why... yeah, and that's why people are, like, questioning it, because, you know, reading the books, were on Harry's side, obviously, so we're also always thinking that it's Snape. Whether you actually
like consciously enough. Are thinking that you are. You like in the books you're like, oh, it has to be Snape, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out to me and you're like, oh, okay, fine. But then it finally is, and it's like almost hard to believe.
Well, I didn't think Snape was the Half-Blood Prince.
Me neither, because on the internet, there was a description of the Half-Blood Prince, supposedly, but it was a description of Rufus Scrimmengeour.
Once okay. we got the book.
The part where he looks like a lion, mm-hmm. like his hair is blah, blah, blah. On the internet, that was all over as the description of the Half-Blood Prince. Like, it was a new character, but that wasn't right. true. So I was like, where did you guys get that
wrong I kept thinking Voldemort, but of course it's wrong.
Yeah, he would be the Half-Blood King. He would name himself Prince. Which brings up, like, why would Snape make up a name for himself?
Like, I don't know, maybe he wants to... Prince. Maybe he thinks, like, he's the prince of... Maybe when he made it up... Didn't he do it back in the Marauder area?
Yeah.
era? I mean, because if it was in that textbook, obviously, it was back when he was in school.
Yeah.
But, he probably said prince because at the time, you know, Voldemort was, like, the king, so maybe he wanted to be, like, Voldemort at that time. It'd be the prince, an heir to that kind of power and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's still just, like, weird. Like, oh, I'm gonna make up a name for myself.
Well, when you write such a dangerous spell, Sectum Sempra, I don't think you want people to know that you made it up. Because you can get caught and stuff.
Oh, and also, like... Do you remember what Harry said? I found the quote in book 6, page 637, in the American version. The chapter is The White Tomb. And Harry says, this is, Hermione explains how Snape made up the name because his father was Tobias Snape and he was a muggle. So he's a half-blood because his mother's a witch. And his mom's last name was, her maiden name was Prince. So Half-Blood Prince. So that could have been...
That was probably it.
Oh! Okay, maybe he was... Okay, he could have been playing on words, like Half-Blood Prince, or he could have just been, I'm a Half-Blood Prince. Like, that's my last name or something. I don't know. It's probably the one playing on words, where he's like...
Multiple meanings.
Yeah. And Harry says, yeah, that fits, said Harry. He'd play up the pure blood side, so he could get in with Lucius Malfoy and the rest of them. He's just like Voldemort, pure blood mother, muggle father, ashamed of his parentage, trying to make himself feared, using the dark arts, gave himself an impressive new name, Lord Voldemort, the Half-Blood Prince, and then he continues. I think that's a really good point of similarities between Snape and Voldemort. Like, their parentage is the same, and they're both, even though they're half-bloods, they play up the pureblood side, like how Snape is friends with the Malfoys,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, and then trying to make himself feared by his love, like, he loves the dark arts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all, like, fascinated with it and stuff, and he could use it to make people afraid of him.
Yeah, gain power.
So that's, like, that could be... That's, like, evidence of how he's, like, bad, kind of, because he's, like, he's similar to Voldemort.
That was his past, though. We don't know how... Yeah. We don't know how he's true. Changed. Or has he changed?
Dun, dun, dun. That's a good question. Man. Joe, gonna have to answer these, man.
Well, man.
Well, man.
So now what?
Okay, also, if you guys remember from book... 6, there's that conversation in the first chapter between Bellatrix and Snape in Spinner's End.
Spider.
Even though Spinner. Where a lot, I loved that part of the book because we found out a lot about Snape.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of on Bellatrix's side. It was like when she was interrogating him, like, oh, where were you when the Dark Lord, blah, blah, and stuff, like, because she doesn't trust him, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt the same way because I was like,
because before
we found out that he, because it's at the beginning of the book, first time reading it, mm-hmm. I didn't know he was going to kill Dumbledore, so I was
no
like...
No one did.
Well, yeah. And so I was like, I thought he was like, evil, and the killing Dumbledore should make me think he's more evil, but then there's the whole
that makes me vow think thing. That he's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I was really on Bellatrix's side during this conversation. In my head, I was like, yeah, where were you, blah, blah.
Where
and
were
like,
you?
But she kept coming up with good answers, and I was like, this...
You mean he?
That's what he said. Oh. He kept coming up with good answers, and I don't know if he just,
maybe
like,
he was prepared.
Oh, jinx.
Well, that was a bit weird.
Yeah. Woohoo! He could have been prepared, but...
Or maybe he was reading her mind and knew what she was going to ask next, so he was able to...
But how can you speak and read someone's mind preparing what you're going to say next at the same time?
Because he's skilled like that, you know.
Okay, so we're going to read the questions that she asked him. I'll be Bellatrix, and I'll say it in, like, an interrogating way.
All right.
Okay. Where were you when the Dark Lord fell?
At Hogwarts, where Voldemort ordered him to be spying on... Ordered me to be spying on Dumbledore.
Okay. Oh, why did you never make any attempt to find him when he vanished?
Snape thought Voldemort was utterly vanquished.
What have you been doing all these years that you've lived in Dumbledore's pocket?
Snape claims the Dark Lord is pleased that he did not desert his post at Hogwarts.
Yeah, because then he could spy for him.
Be his eyes.
Okay, why did you stop the Dark Lord procuring the Sorcerer's Stone?
Snape did not know that Voldemort had possessed Quirrell, so he thwarted Quirrell because he was unworthy. Weak.
Yeah, and that kind of fits Snape.
Yeah, it fits his personality.
It kind of fits with Bellatrix as well, because she's always like... unworthy, blah, 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 people. So that's a good answer to her. Mm-hmm. Why did you not return at once when the Dark Lord was reborn?
Well, Snape did return about 2 hours later, on Dumbledore's orders, thus ensuring, Snape tells Bellatrix, that Dumbledore continued to trust him.
Oh, that's like after he shows the minister his dark mark thing. See, that could have... Oh my god! At the end of book 4, do you remember when they were having that heated discussion and the minister left and then Dumbledore was like, are you ready, Snape? And he's like, I am. And then he leaves. That could be when Snape went the 2 hours later to meet Voldemort.
It fits.
Oh my god, we're geniuses.
More like you, and I just go along with what you say.
You're like, you're a genius.
Yeah, sure, Danielle, whatever you say.
Okay, so that explains a lot. So, but that could be...
It's all still speculation, though.
Yeah. No, I think that fits, but I mean, we doesn't know if that proves he's bad or good, because it could prove he's good because he listened to Dumbledore and went, or it could be he's bad because he had to wait 2 hours later so that Dumbledore still trusted him. And
oh,
then,
yeah, it goes either way.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a quadruple spy.
Okay, two more. Where were you a few weeks ago when we battled to retrieve the prophecy for the Dark Lord?
Snape says that his orders were to remain behind.
And why, Snape, is Harry Potter still alive when you have had him at your mercy for 5 years?
Snape tells Bellatrix that murdering Potter would have ended Dumbledore's trust and Snape's ability to gather information on the Order of the Phoenix.
And the spy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of now leaning towards the side that he's evil.
Like, gasp!
Like, gasp. Because I... I mean, he's good.
Okay.
Wait, I don't know. I kind of...
Danielle's a confused little child.
I kind of think that it's because he's good because, why didn't he kill Harry Potter? That would have made Voldemort happy. I wouldn't be thinking for the future, like, oh, then Dumbledore would trust me, and then I won't be able to help him with the Order of Phoenix, which wouldn't have mattered if Harry
wouldn't
was dead.
Wouldn't it matter? It wouldn't matter if Harry was dead, then no one could stop the Dark Lord, because, I mean, Dumbledore's.
Yeah. So, that could be that he's...
good?
Good or evil?
I don't know. It could... I'm still thinking good.
Yeah,
just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think it could be. I think that he's good. I'm leaning towards good. I'm not fully decided. Then again, I can hear all the listeners yelling, "No, he's evil!"
He did have such a troubled past. I mean, he always got made fun of.
His dad was supposedly abusive.
He's so interested in the dark arts, and you never know. Maybe he's a good, evil person.
You just heard Kellen's laugh for the first time out loud.
What? No?
Yeah, you're like, yeah. There it is again.
No, it happened earlier in the very beginning when you said, oh, you laughed out loud.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Oh.
When you were laughing at my magic filled.
Okay, don't. No.
Okay, I want to say it so they can understand. What I said was magic-willed, female-filled, giggle-skilled, absolutely thrilled to be back. Real cast.
I'm so lame.
It's not. I made it up.
Oh, it was funny. I love you, Danielle. Awesome.
Yeah.
Despite your weird rhyming.
Okay, so even though Haley's not here, I'm going to tell a joke.
Oh my gosh, you're trying to usurp her.
I'm trying to what?
Usurp? You're going to take away her position? Take away her throne on the throne of jokes.
Too many big words from you, Missy.
Okay, it's a little long. Here we go.
A little?
And actually, this was suggested...
Wait, is that one joke?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, this was emailed to us by Isabel Merritt. Well, that was the girl Isabella that we thought was Isabel, but it's Isabella. That was just her email thing was like... It's Isabel... Is it Isabelle or Isabella?
Let me see.
I think it's Isabella or Isabel. Okay, whatever. Isabel Merritt or something. Okay. Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys that I really love your podcast, and I listen to them as soon as they come out. Oh, FYI, the second mini podcast wasn't boring at all. Oh, yeah, and here's a joke for you. Are you ready, Kellen?
I'm ready. I am so ready.
Okay. Two young engineers applied for a single position at a computer company. They both had the same qualifications. In order to determine which individual to hire, the applicants were asked to take a test by the department manager. Upon completion of the test, both men had each missed only one of the questions. The manager went to the first applicant and said, "Thank you for your interest, but we've decided to give the job to the other applicant." "And why would you be doing that? We both got 9 questions correct," asked the rejected applicant. "We have based our decision not on the correct answers, but on the question you missed," said the department manager. "And just how would one incorrect answer be better than the other?" the rejected applicant required. "Simple," said the department manager. "Your fellow applicant put down on question number 5, I don't know, and put down, neither do I."
Huh? Why, was he cheating?
Yeah!
Oh!
You're like,
oh. I was like, did he cheat?
Neither do I.
That's pretty awesome.
Woohoo! You're supposed to laugh. The blame.
Ha 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 ha.
Woo! I did that on purpose. Just to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I know. The end of the email says, "I know that is a really dumb joke, but it is the first one I could think of. Oh yeah, and can you read this on your podcast? Consider it done.
I'm sorry, I'm just retarded, so that it didn't register in my brain. But Haley would have made a great laugh.
Yeah. She would have burst out. She probably is if she's listening to this.
She would do it multiple times.
Yes. It's so funny.
In different pitches, too.
Yeah. She can do everything. Okay. So thank you, Isabel or Isabella, for your joke. We appreciate it.
Wee.
Wee. Okay, now... we have some emails from people who had questions on Snape and people who actually participated. Like,
whoa.
Some of you don't.
Anger
consumes.
Gotta watch out.
Yes.
Swish some squishy stress balls.
Okay. We have a...
It says Q.
Okay, and this is from Freddy. It's so funny because he emailed me twice with the same thing, and he was like, "Please respond, I'm dying to hear," and I felt bad because I wanted to, like, be it like a surprise, we're mentioning it on the show.
Surprise!
But he just couldn't
confetti.
Wait.
Confetti.
Couldn't wait, Freddy.
Okay.
Evil Anakin.
Huh?
He's a Star Wars
his,
fan.
Oh, his...
No, don't say it! He's a Star Wars fan. Oh, do your Chewbacca noise.
I'm not doing...
Just as a dedication to him. Please.
No.
Please.
No.
I promise not laugh. I've heard it five times.
You made... Okay, Kristen even asked me to do it.
She did?
You told her, didn't you? And then I...
Do so it. I can... Hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you're...
So... I did it. That was me.
Yeah, wait. That was Danielle.
Okay, try do it.
What? Yours sounds like a crow. Okay. Or, like...
Yeah. Oh, that was cool. I'm trying to do it, like...
Do it. I found out when I looked in the mirror that it was actually the, you know, the thing that dangles from your throat?
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it, but it closes when you use different windpipes. But, like, that's the thing that's vibrating.
Oh.
It's not my actual tongue.
Oh. Yeah, because tongue is like,
You sound like you're drowning.
Okay, do it as a tribute to Freddy. Yeah!
Came back.
Woo! There you go.
Well, here's what his
email... Unfortunately, he likes Star Wars better than Harry Potter, but
that's okay. Star Wars is actually really cool.
It is. You know what? I like it, too.
If I were to have a weapon, I'd have a lightsaber, you know?
Yeah, I just have a wand, and then I would...
You know what? I deflect your spells. Somehow. I use the Force and send it back to you. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay, moving on.
I have pro skill. I find a way around here.
With your Jedi skills?
Or my Dark Sith skills.
Oh, yeah, you would be Dark Sith.
The Sith people usually turn out with really wrinkly skin.
Okay. Freddy's email. Really his weird. Huge, long...
Okay, here we go. Wait, theory. How far do I read to? All the way to the end?
Nope. Stop right there.
It's not Snape-related? Oh. Yeah, I'm so smart. Okay. Let's assume Snape is really on Dumbledore's side, not a Death Eater. The one with the power to vanquish the Dark Lord approaches. Snape actually approaching Trelawney when this was said. Huh. Born to those who have thrice defied him. Well, if Snape is evil and on Dumbledore's side, this would apply to him. Born as the seventh month dies.
I don't get that.
He said he'll explain it, just wait. Oh. And the Dark Lord will make him his equal. After Snape killed Dumbledore, the only wizard Voldemort was known to fear wouldn't... What? Oh, after Snape killed Dumbledore, the only wizard Voldemort was known to fear, wouldn't Voldemort see Snape as an equal? The one with the power to vanquish the Dark Lord will be born as the seventh month dies. Haha, here you go. As I said, let's assume Snape is good, so there are two Snape... So there are two Snapes. No, not twins, what? Good Snape and Death Eater Snape. Think of it as a transition in character from bad to good. As the seventh month dies, Snape probably made this transition for unknown reasons. I.e. the transition from being bad Snape to good Snape. Good Snape...
Inside, not literally.
Yeah, not... Yeah, like he morphed or mutated.
Yeah, I'm good Snape now.
Good like Snape... Sorry. It feels handsome now with oily hair. How did he look before he transformed? Okay, we're going on. Good Snape was born, quotation marks, as the seventh month dies. Maybe this transition is linked to his love of Lily and Harry's birth. Well, he personally thinks Harry's birth made Snape realize that his Death Eater ways cause him to lose his crush Lily to James, who he did not like. So this email is assuming that he had a crush on Lily.
Yeah.
Voldemort did allow Lily to step aside when he wanted to kill Harry, maybe because Snape asked him to let her live.
Yeah.
Lily because did
have liked her supposedly.
I still say that was somewhere in Pensieve or something.
No.
Fan fiction, I'm sorry. Lily did have the gift to see the good in people, even Snape. Petunia did overhear Lily with some person talking about Dementors, maybe Snape or something. It was clear that more than one person was required in the cave in Half-Blood Prince. I think Snape helped R.A.B., whoever it is. Perhaps told Dumbledore I think Snape helped R.A.B., whoever it is, perhaps told Dumbledore. After all, Dumbledore didn't know exactly what to do in the cave, like he'd been told.
Oh, like Snape told Dumbledore? No, I think it was just because Dumbledore was smart, dude.
The smartest person would have a hard time figuring out how to get through the cave. Maybe he did have help from Snape. It's just a theory. Half-Blood Prince was said by J.K.R. that it was part one of a two-part story. I think that we will find out in Book 7 that Dumbledore set up his death and the cave. Do you think it's true?
That would mean he was evil then, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, if he set up his death.
That doesn't mean he's evil. Maybe he did it for a purpose. The prophecy does say, the one with the power to vanquish the Dark Lord approaches. What he think, or what, what?
Freddy, that's
it. Yes, Freddy. Sorry. Where am I? What Freddy thinks is that one with the power does not predict Voldemort's death.
Voldemort's death.
Voldemort's death. It predicts potential. Like,
he could.
He could, but we don't know. It just predicts it.
Because it's like the one with the power.
Yeah. The prophecy does not say the one with the power will vanquish. Just as he approaches. And JKR also said the prophecy was written carefully enough to confuse us. Which it has already. Snape will have the power but not use it. Harry will destroy Voldemort. But what makes Harry Potter the chosen one? I don't know.
Wait, how did he explain he marked him as his equal? Oh, how...
It was up there with the Death Eater mark. Wasn't that it?
Oh, no, I thought he would think of him as his equal because Dumbledore. He killed Dumbledore. Yeah, Dumbledore
was the only person that he feared.
No, yeah, and he killed him. But that's not a literal mark. And he never...
Well, it could be the mark.
But we never saw, like, Voldemort say, like... Anything. Well, okay, we didn't really know what happened.
Mark him as his equal. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a physical mark. He might say, I say you're my equal. That's also the same as saying.
I don't think Voldemort would say that to anybody.
Well, you never know.
I mean, do you really think Voldemort's gonna be like.
You know what, Harry? I mark you as my equal, Harry. Snape? Maybe. I don't know. You suck.
But. You're on the waiting list.
What makes Harry Potter the chosen one? He has not really displays quality of a gifted wizard. He's always been just Harry. Every year he gets lucky. Yeah, that's true. In the first year, Mother's Spell Protection. Number two, Fox's Sword. Fox and the Sword. Number three, the Time Turner. Four, Mad-Eye Moody helped him. Yeah, it's true.
Five was the Order of the Phoenix people.
Yeah, Order of Phoenix helped him. And then six, Dumbledore paralyzed him and Snape chose him to kill him on purpose. Snape could have killed him, but Harry does not know how to close his mind.
Yeah, so Snape could have sensed him there.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong, what makes Harry great is that an ordinary wizard will defeat the Dark Lord.
What makes Harry great is what?
Is that he's just an ordinary wizard and he could still defeat the Dark Lord somehow. It's like he doesn't have any outstanding traits, but he could still do it just because he did it like the underdog.
I like some of the things that he said as an explanation and how JKR said that it is worded trickily so that it could trick us. But I think Harry's the chosen one. I don't know.
That would be an extremely new twist, though. And that would as my Horcrux theory.
Well, kinda, but
if he kills Harry, and then Snape kills Dumbledore, or he already did that.
Kills
Voldemort.
Checklist. He already did that.
He already did that, took out the groceries.
Yeah.
Well, that would prove my point.
Yeah, it would.
And what about Neville? No. We'll get into that.
Anyway. But, no, yeah, that does prove it, and it kind of fits, but just for me personally, I don't think it is. Because he asked what we think, and that's what I think.
I don't think.
I just think Harry should be the hero, and it shouldn't be some weird thing where Snape's really the person who's gonna kill.
That'd be a pretty awesome twist, though.
I know.
You don't expect Dumbledore to die, but he did. You never know what to expect. See, that's the thing. It keeps you, like, on edge.
I guess. Well, once I turn out right, it'll be okay. No, I'm
just kidding. Okay, you know what? Harry's gonna die! That's what I think, anyways. I think he is going to get seriously maimed and or killed.
Maimed. Seriously maimed. That was funny. Oh yeah, Kellen, are you wearing a watch?
Why?
Because he also said that he keeps hearing a beep and a boop every hour.
No,
it sounded really weird. Yeah. Like every now and like every now and then.
Definitely said it's a beep and a boop. You sound sounded weird when you explode the sound. Do that again. Say the sound effect.
A beep and a boop.
Sounds like Betty Boop.
I know.
But yeah, I do wear a watch. But today I don't have it because I let my friend borrow it for the AP test on Friday.
Oh, well that could be the noise. Because Megan's
It chimes every hour.
Why the heck do you have it on that?
Why not?
Because. 6 o'clock. It's a new hour. Yay.
No. Party. It just reminds me in case I don't glance at my watch every second. I at least know
what time it is. Well, because Kellen mentioned that she heard it, listening to older episodes too, every now and then.
Me?
So, no, like a beep and a boop. She heard the noise.
Who?
Megan.
Because I'm saying, I was like, when did.
Yeah. Listening to older episodes, so.
It's my watch.
Well, yeah.
Should I not wear it?
Yes.
Sorry. Is it that it happens once an hour, okay?
I don't. Well, it could be something else then. Maybe they're hearing the birds. There's, like, birds twittering outside my window.
We have a bunch of birds always chirping, but that would be constantly.
They're doing it right now. Wait, shh. Can you hear them? They're going.
They would not be able to hear birds over our laughing. It can't be the birds. I think it's my watch.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's the birds.
It's actually. Oh, it got sunny. It was really cloudy and dreary.
And depressing and death.
It has death. Death.
Sectumsembra.
How about a vodka?
Do you think Sectumsembra can kill?
Well, yeah. It, like, cuts you. And remember, if Dumbledore said, like, Snape said if he hadn't mended him immediately, he would have been dead. Because Lost have so much blood.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'm sure they could have given him new blood somehow, but I think it would have been...
It's funny.
Like, funny? What? No.
Yes. Okay. Spell though. They have a spell for like everything.
Wait, just to end the show, it's Riddles Riddle!
Huh? Oh yeah! Awesome!
You have riddles, right?
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, good. I thought you were gonna be like, huh? Oh, I don't have any riddles.
Well, this one comes, it's a riddle from one of our listeners, Courtney.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, we're doing a little Haley on... There.
No, like, no, yeah. I cannot match to Haley's greatness and awesomeness. So.
What are you trying to say? No, actually.
I cannot match to Haley's awesomeness, literally!
Okay.
She makes the coolest sounds. Well, anyways, here is. Excuse me, drowning girl.
Sorry.
Here's Courtney's joke, or riddle. If it was given to you, you wouldn't be happy. Rich people don't have it, but poor people do. Makes me sad.
I already know the answer, so it's... Okay, pause it if you don't want to tell us and guess. Okay, the answer is... nothing! Literally, that's the answer.
Yeah, nothing.
Which makes sense, because rich people don't have it. No, that's not true.
Yeah, it could be...
Rich people don't have love.
Okay. Physically, they don't have nothing.
They don't have anything, you mean?
they don't have nothing. Oh, wait, sorry.
Never mind.
That's right. They don't have nothing. That would be a triple negative.
No, I meant doesn't make sense. But I get it because you're... Never mind. Just go.
But I get it. Inside, they could be like, I want love.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Love.
And poor people could have a lot of family bond, which is technically something.
But I get it. Nothing. Ha! That's a knee slapper. Actually, it's a riddle, so...
Yeah, so it's a brain twister.
Yay, riddles time, and I'm the only one who can get it, so... Although, the listeners should participate.
Here's one.
I'm so proud of myself.
It's kind of not too hard.
Okay.
Only one color, but not one size. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. Present in sun, but not in rain. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. What is it?
Is it alive?
No.
Okay. In the sun, but not in the rain?
Come on. It's not that hard.
In the...
Even I got it, and I usually don't get riddles.
Keep going. Let's say it again.
Doing no harm, feeling no pain.
Start from the beginning.
Only one color, but not one size.
Okay, stop. Only one color, but not one size. Okay, go.
It's stuck at the bottom. Yet easily flies.
Stuck at the bottom.
present in sun, but not in rain, what would happen because of a sun?
The sun...
As in, like, the bright sun, you know. What do suns cast?
Shadows?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Shadow? Darn you, you can't answer!
We couldn't get it!
Okay, wait. Okay, read it again so we can make
only
sense.
One color, but not one size. People's different. I'm taller than you, and so my shadow would be longer. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. It follows you on the ground, but then if it's against a wall, it would go easily up on the wall.
Oh, easily fly.
Present in sun, but not in rain, obviously, because rain is clouds. Doing no harm, shadows can't hurt you.
Yeah.
And they can't feel pain, so you step on it, nothing happens. I killed my shadow! No, but, yeah.
Like Peter Pan.
Oh, that's different. His shadow does do harm.
I know. Next!
What travels around the world, but stays in one corner?
The bathroom in an airplane.
Hey, that's good, but no.
Oh, that was a good answer!
That was, actually, but...
Okay, travels around the world, but stays in one corner. The Earth.
The Earth is round. How does the Earth stay in a corner?
So it has to be square?
Yeah.
No, you can be. I can be in a corner. I don't have to be square to be in a corner.
You are square. You know what? You are.
You're cubed.
I don't know.
Okay.
Squared.
Travels around the world, but
stays in one corner. Think of, like,
give a good hint.
There are many different types of it. And it increases sometimes, depending on the economy.
Money.
Not money?
No, that's a good choice, though.
The stuff on the dollar bill or whatever. Stays in one corner, the number on the money travels around the world, but it stays in one corner.
That's close, too.
Close? Is it something on the on money?
Like, no.
Coin?
Not really. Sometimes you need to add more than one, depending on what value it is.
What?
Do you want me to give you the most obvious clue ever?
Yeah, okay, go.
Some of them are sticky, others you lick.
Others? Oh, a stamp!
Yes!
I get it!
Won't spell off my chair on that one.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. That's so obvious.
Bathroom in an airplane.
Isn't that true, though?
Well,
it is true.
Technically, well, I guess it is in the corner.
So airplanes, one airplane goes to more places than one stamp. Because stamps can only be used once.
But it still can travel around the world.
Yeah, but it would have to go to one.
There's multiple answers.
That was a good answer.
A farmer in California owned a beautiful pear tree. He supplies...
A what?
Pear tree.
Oh.
He supplies the fruit to a nearby grocery store. Woo. The store owner has called the farmer to see how much fruit is available for him to purchase. The farmer knows that the main trunk, okay, listen, has 24 branches. 24. And each branch has exactly 12 boughs.
On the tree?
Yeah, the main trunk has 24 branches. You might want to write this down.
I'm writing. 24
branches. Each branch has 12 boughs.
What's a bough?
It's like a shoot off.
Okay.
And each bough has exactly 6 twigs.
Oh, jeez.
Since each twig bears one piece of fruit, how many plums will the farmer...
Oh my god, this is like a math question!
I'm sorry. How many plums will the farmer be able to deliver?
You suck.
It's not that hard.
Do you just times them all? 24 times...
You think.
12 times 6. Should I use our permutations and that
it's
we
not as hard as
math?
You think. Seriously, it's not.
Okay, 24.
Shut up! No, that's not what I'm laughing.
Oh, don't you just say. Don't you just times it them?
Usually, when you have problems like this, you have to think it's not about the math.
1,728.
Wrong! So wrong! Incredibly wrong! Usually problems that cause you to require to think only have a really simple answer. Think about the time I was saying as I was going to St. Ives. I met a man with seven wives. Do you remember that riddle, the very first one? And it wasn't the amount of the seven women with seven cats. How many were going? It was just I who said it. So it was just one.
Oh.
It's kind of like that. So
hey, say it again.
A farmer in California owned a beautiful pear tree. He supplies the new fruit to a nearby grocery store.
Why do you laugh when you say grocery store?
The store owner...
Has it have to do with the grocery store?
The store owner has called the farmer to see how much fruit is available for him to purchase. The farmer knows that the main trunk has 24 branches, and each branch has exactly 12 boughs, and each bough has exactly 6 twigs. Since each twig delivers one piece of fruit, how many plums will the farmer be able to deliver?
Plums? None! Yes! It's the pears!
Yeah.
That's stupid!
A pear tree doesn't bear plums.
Okay, but if it did, it would be 1,728 pears.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You times them all.
Are you so sure?
I'm so sure.
Alright.
Okay.
How many more do
you want? Oh, that's why you're laughing. You're like,
every time I mention pear and plum, I started laughing.
I know. You're like, pear tree, and you start laughing. I was like, so
no,
funny.
Especially the second time, because you kept trying to multiply. You're like, do I have to use that permutation combination? And it made me laugh.
Shush.
Okay.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, sad that no one else could come.
Yeah, Denise, last minute canceler. We're like waiting for her here. In my
it's
room,
not her fault.
Sitting here.
It's not her fault. Don't blame her.
I know, I'm just saying, last minute. Anywho, okay. I'm Danielle.
I'm Kellen.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Excited. We don't have Haley's or bye.
No, I'll do it. I practiced. No. Okay.
Maybe we just leave it as a tradition for her to do.
No, I'm gonna do it. We'll both do it. Okay, ready?
That's all right. You can do it.
Bye.
Wait,
just say bye.
Bye.
Okay, sorry. Whoa. That was in sync.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
'Pal'
just go into pretty much any website or any
Google.
Like Google Yahoo and type in that and then look for it on like UGO or something like.
Wait,
that kind
of... what's the name of the show that we watched though?
There's two of them.
Okay, wait, we're gonna show.
It's on UGO Player. That's it. It's kind of like that. Don't go on the one that says like T-shirts and stuff. That's not it.
Literally the letters UGO Player.
Yeah. And you have to see the first one to get the second one, sort of. Because, you know, otherwise you wouldn't know why he did the bother thing. Because they do it in the first
one. Oh. So you have to watch... How do you know which one's the first? Oh.
They all say number two, so you have to go up.
Up where?
Where is it? More titles. Potter Puppet Pals.
Potter Puppet Pals.
We should play it. Because even just listening to it, you could already, like...
Yeah, I know. Wait, which one?
Go to view, no, go up.
View in current window or view in new window, whichever one you want to do.
Bothering Snape. I'm gonna put this as a blooper. Yeah, let's move the microphone.
I'm Harry Potter.
And I am Ron.
Let's go bother Snape.
Righto!
It's a video, by the way.
I am Snape, the potions master.
The visual makes it
ready?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the sound?
I don't know!
No!
Oh, wait.
No! Yeah, refresh.
Okay,
that makes me sad.
Here we go. It's a video. You guys have to see it. You have to watch Bothering Snape, and then... What's the other one?
And then Harry Potter Puppet Pals 2.
Hi, I'm Harry Potter.
And I am Ron!
Let's go bother Snape.
Righto!
I am Snape, the potions master. Ready? Let's go bother him.
Just hitting him.
That was fun.
I like the part where he starts moving.
Let's do it again.
Oh no. Stop it.
He just killed them.
Oh dear. Hello, Severus. I can explain, sir. What's this? It seems young Harry and Ron are taking an afternoon nap. Let's see what they've got in their pockets. Alas, nine sickles and a dung bomb. This is my lucky day. Now, where did Snape go? More importantly, where the hell am I?
There, that too.
Take your time!
That's so weird.
The end. At the end there's a little... If you're a small child, do not watch.
Well, it's not that bad. I guess it has profanity.
But not...
One word, and it's not that bad.
Yeah. Anywho, what's the second one? How do you go to the second one?
Just click on it.
It's called Potter Puppet Pals 2. It's hilarious. This is gonna be a good blooper.
Scroll down.
The Potter Puppet Pals present Trouble at Hogwarts.
The music is funny too.
I know.
Ooh, Hogwarts is great. This is the best place in the world. Yes, Hogwarts is so much fun.
I love to learn.
I love magic.
I love you, Harry.
I've got bad news, kids.
Oh no, what is it?
The Dark Lord Voldemort is attacking Hogwarts.
What will we do?
I don't know.
Now Hogwarts is mine.
I am Snape, the potions master.
I
must
Snape.
Stop him. Avada Kedavra!
Doesn't work.
Avada Kedavra!
Here he comes.
Time to die!
That's Ron running around.
You can't do this.
Oh, yes I can. Avada...
Wait!
What is it?
They run away.
Hey, blast.
He stands there.
Bother.
What are we going to do? There's nothing we can do.
Bother.
We're finished.
Bother.
Wait a minute. I've got a plan.
Oh, children, where are you?
We're over here.
Oh my
well,
god.
Well, here I come.
Wait, we're a little more to the right.
Here?
Almost.
That's right.
I don't see anybody here.
Okay, ready? Shoot him! Oh my god,
yay!
What's going on in here?
Snape, you're alive!
So it would seem.
We love you, Snape!
What the? Hey, quit that!
Hugging.
No, you kids. I love you too. Now please get off me.
No!
Alas! A cornucopia of love. Aww. The end.
Oh man, that's hilarious. You guys seriously have to check that out. That's like the funniest thing in the world I've ever seen.
Baba.
So next time you see your friends, just run up to them and go, Baba, and then run away.
With that kind of a voice.
Yeah.
Baba. You can't just go bother. Doesn't sound the same.
Okay, well that was an extremely long episode.
It was.
It's gonna be a long blooper.
Yeah.
They probably don't think it's so funny because they can't see.
Yeah, you actually need to see the visuals going along with what they're doing or saying.
Saying.
It's pretty funny.
Hi.
See Ron just kind of running
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah.
Bother.
So you have to see the first one first, bothering Snape, and then... The second one.
Then the second one will make more sense.
Yeah, then it'll be more funny. Funnier. Whatever. Oh, I said it right. More funny.